I do want to pass out one more sheet with regards to this assignment. I explained a couple more things. Stand by for me, folks. You're going to need to know this. Listen up. Okay. Coming around now, or what should be making its way around the room, is essentially a checklist for this assignment so that you don't miss any of the important details. So, for those of you who have the sheet, and again, I apologize if not everybody does, listen up, please. Everything that is on this sheet, there are 10 things on this sheet. Make sure that your proposal includes at least this much information. Take a look at what's on this list. Most of this stuff are things that we've talked about already, but not everything that's on the board is on the sheet. So, again, go by this checklist. Make sure that your proposal has everything. Now, somebody has already asked, does everybody do one of these, or is it just one per group? It is one proposal per group. However, you knew there was a however coming.
Really?
However.
What?
However. there will be a live component to this, meaning next week. Oh, there it is. Next week, when we meet, here's what's going to happen. We will meet, we will take attendance, we'll do class evaluations, then we will move right into live proposals. Okay, now that means we will essentially have a short little 5-minute pitch meeting where basically you guys will act as people coming in from your station and I will be your client. And so you are making your case during this pitch meeting about why your plan is better than your competition. Which means at least one of you, probably more, are going to have to stand up here and make your case. Basically, sell your proposal. Now, that does not mean stand up here and read it word for word. It means sell the proposal. Give me a little sizzle. Okay?
Like almost like a
30-second
thingy?
Well, not 30 seconds, but, you know, by that I mean you need to be familiar with how your promotion works. You need to be able to explain it to me. And you need to be able to answer some questions. I'll try really hard not to trick you and only ask information that should be somewhere in the proposal. I'll try to stick to what's on the sheet. But you may want to think about some of the things that when you're talking about putting this proposal together, working out the promotion, how is it going to work? How are we going to get things from point A to point B? Are we going to have any interns there? Who's going to help out? Or is it all a station staff? That kind of thing. Okay? I may ask you questions. I may ask you to clarify how any contests or proposals are going to work, if you have any. But in general, stick to what's on the sheet. So you need to have a name for your campaign. Write a brief introduction to explain what the idea is. Give me dates for the campaign. It should be at least 2 weeks long. At least one remote during the event. You can have more if you want, but you have to do at least one. Liners have to be included in the written proposal. A written script for a 30-second spot has to be included. Use the rates that I provided for you to figure out how much the commercial schedule is going to cost. That's where most of your cost is going to come from, is when you price out the commercials. 90% of your cost is going to come from that. Include a $100 talent fee in the total investment for the campaign. Make sure you include point number 9. Make sure you include a total cost versus investment for the client. Again, you may take out an additional 10% if you wish. And if you are including any prizes, you're allowed to give stuff away. Remember, part of this event is your client wants to get rid of stuff. So they would not have a problem with giving away a dinette set or a bedroom set or a few pendant and earring sets if they're at the jewelry store, or a few suits if they're in the men's clothing store. So you can absolutely work that into your promotion. That's up to you. But if you're going to give stuff away, if you're going to have a contest, you have to explain how it's going to work. What's up?
If we were to give something like that away, since obviously someone has to pay for it, mm-hmm. we include that's coming out of our budget for the promotion.
Include it in the total. Do not include it in the cost. The reason why you don't include it in the cost for the client is because they already get to write it off.
Oh, no, I didn't mean the cost for the client because it's supposed to be a giveaway. It's
right.
For us as a station, we would have to include it in
spending. You do include it in the... Well, you're not spending any money because it's coming from the client. But
oh, right.
But you do include it in the total value of the promotion, yes.
Okay.
Because a $500 suit is still a $500 suit.
Right.
Okay, good question. Thank you. So, And then there's a little note here at the bottom. This should be a professional looking proposal, similar to the one sheeter, but with more detail and polish. Be sure to check spelling. Feel free to use pictures or any other art that may make it stand out. But get creative when you put this together. Doesn't have to be in color, but that might help. You don't have to use graphics, but that might help. Again, remember, the whole point of this assignment is to get your client's attention. That's me. Okay? And again, there is a live component to this, so there will be a short little Q&A and a little proposal to basically talk me into this. Why is it a good idea for me to go with your plan? Yes? What's up?
When we do our proposals, can we bring in a...
If you want to.
Can we write on the board?
Absolutely.
Like
Well, I don't know about PowerPoint. I guess if you want, we can do that. In the past... In the past, I have had people bring in visual aids. They've put stuff up on the board. They've made little dioramas, all kinds of crazy stuff. So whatever you want to do, that's I would have no objection. Okay?
Good question.
Really no. That's a really bad idea.
Really no.
Okay. So I'm gonna give you guys a little bit to brainstorm. I think some of that's already going on. But feel free to talk about your ideas. Now, the question came up, are we going to meet outside of class to talk about this? You're almost going to have to. But I'll leave that up to you guys as far as when that needs to happen. You can do a lot of this over email if you guys divide this up.
Yeah, we're going to do our...
But figure that stuff out. Yeah, Armin, what's up? We'll talk about it, don't worry. Okay. Hopefully you guys got some ideas going. I can already hear some interesting things floating around the room, which is good. Keep an eye. Stand by, folks. Keep an eye on the stuff we've already talked about, the stuff I've already passed out. Make sure you check your checklist. Make sure you don't leave any important things out of the presentation, either the verbal portion or the written portion. Make sure it's all in there. In the time that we have left, I want to go briefly over some review questions for the final. The final will be very similar to the midterm, in that it will be mostly multiple choice. There will be a couple of short fill in the blank kind of things, but it will be very similar to what you did for the other test. At least in terms of layout, if not in terms of... At least in terms of layout, if not in terms of actual questions. There will be some callbacks to the midterm, so if you want to go over your midterm review as well, make sure you've got all those concepts down. There will be a couple of things that will be from the midterm itself. Again, I'm not going to hit everything that's on this sheet. Hopefully, the stuff that's on here, if there is any new stuff on here, it's stuff that we've covered in the last few weeks since the midterm, so it shouldn't be a complete and total surprise to you. But there are some things I want to hit really quickly. First thing right out the gate, more of a conceptual question than anything we've actually talked about, I think, in a review sheet, but it bears needs to be said. Who makes more money, salesperson or the DJ?
Sales.
If you're talking about especially coming right out of the gate. Yeah, now, yes, Drew and Mike, they make fine money, thank you very much. But by and large, you guys especially, people who are just starting out, there's more money in sales, at least initially. Number two, our equation for success, HW plus H equals S.
Our work plus honesty equals...
Please know what the letters mean. Thank you. All right, number three, again, kind of a concept question. Why are salespeople important? Why are sales... Why
do they need them?
Right, they bring revenue in, but what does that actually mean?
Money.
I know revenue means money. What is both? Why is that important?
You always need to bring in because you need money to run a station.
That's it. Simple as that. Don't overcomplicate it. Yes, you need money to run the station. You need money to stay in business, which means you need salespeople to bring in clients. Simple as that. Awesome. All right. Number four. Are promotions necessary for a successful sales presentation?
No.
No, they are not necessary. Do they help?
Yes.
But is it necessary, strictly speaking? No, it is not. Be careful of questions like that, though. You guys probably have realized by now that I am not a big fan of absolutes. And there is no such thing as really as an absolute, which is in of itself an absolute. Thank you very much. Well, I'm pleased that you've studied the classics. All right. Prospects and where to find them, we talked about last week, or actually 2 weeks ago. Number 8 and 9, one of the concepts that we talked about when we first started talking about sales. Does a salesperson have to be liked in order to be successful?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Being liked helps. It does. It makes things easier, but it's not strictly necessary. Do you have to be trusted in order to be successful?
Yes.
You're talking about people's money here. If they cannot trust you to do what you say you're going to do, you're going to burn clients, you're going to get a bad reputation, and no one will pick up the phone. Simple as that. Okay. Let's see. Number 10, three things you should never do in front of a client. We talked about that last week. There's plenty of them. So be able to rattle off three. 13 and 14, we talked about cold calls last week as well. A cold call is talking to a client that you've never met. Why do you have to do them? Because sooner or later you're going to talk to a client you've had no prior contact with, but you have to keep contacting new people. You always need to bring in new business. Number 16, when you're using the consultative approach, what are you acting as? If you are a consultant, what does that mean?
An expert.
Yes, a consultant is an expert. Very good. Okay, last week we talked about, on the back side of the sheet now, number 17. Last week we talked about 5 steps used to turn a cold call into an appointment. Please know what they are. They do not have to be in order, but you're going to want to know them. Number 18, simple proposal. That's just an idea and a cost. We talked about that a little bit this week as well as the last couple weeks. Idea and cost, yes. Number 20, also stuff that we talked about last week, the 4 steps in the consultative approach to selling. This is the one with all the goofy names. So, uncovery, discovery, recovery, and conversion. Dun, dun, dun. So please know those and what they do.
No.
Conversion.
Conversion.
Redemption.
There you go. All right.
And number 19, like 10 minutes? 5 minutes.
5 minutes. 5, 10 minutes. Somewhere in there. Number 21, the broadcast industry term for salesperson. Anybody remember? Who's on the midterm?
AE.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, account executive.
AE, account executive. Very good.
Number 21.
No. Number 22, when dealing with clients, are they always right?
No.
No, pretty much.
Clients
always right.
How can we write pretty much?
I'll tell you right now, that specific question will not be in the test, but there will be something similar to it. 9 times out of 10, the client is correct. Occasionally, they do have really bad ideas, but it doesn't happen a lot.
So, say 9 out of 10.
There you go. Number 23, this goes back to the first half of the class, value-added perks. Remember, we talked about value-added way back in the beginning of the class. Anybody remember what value-added is? Can you give me a short version?
Is it perception of getting something for free?
Yes, perception of getting something for free. I'll throw it in at no cost, for free, right? Speaking of which, there's no such thing as
free.
If you remember nothing else about this class, please remember that. Everything has to come from somewhere. Number 26, the odds of selling something on a cold call, very, 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 very slim. Don't even put a number on it. I couldn't even tell you what the math is. Let's see, number 28. Can you get an entry-level sales job? Yes. There are sales openings right now. If you go across the hall to career services and say, hey, do you guys know of any sales openings? They will say, yes, we do. Air time? Because it's broadcasting? Because that's what we do right here? You know. All right. Number 29, to go back to something that we talked about again at the beginning of class, way back at the beginning of week 1. Why is it important for sales, programming, and promotions to work together? Remember the diagram that I drew way back on the first day.
Because they're all interrelated
and
all depend on each other.
Yes, they're all interrelated. It's like a three-legged stool. Everybody has to work together. Without sales, no money comes in. Without programming, there's nothing to sell. Without promotions, nobody cares. All right, so we need all three of those things to work together. Number 30. The department that controls the way a station sounds, this is the question that most people get wrong on the test. It's programming.
Yay.
Please make sure you get that right. It drives me crazy. Programming means the on-air folks. Anybody who's on-air technically works for a programming firm. Okay? Again, I'm not going to hit everything on this list. Look it over. Make sure you can answer these questions. If you have, stand by. If you have any specific question or you need clarification, just email me. I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. All right? We will take the final next week after the presentation.